Greetings, everyone. Hi, it's me, Miss Blue, the Oracle. Now, as you know, we are about to dive into Planet Remix. And as we get ready to get into the cipher, I do want to let you know that it is Planet Remix, and a lot of times we cover adult content. So at this time, if you have anyone who's a minor, I would suggest that you put your headset on or get yourself in a place where you can enjoy your time on Planet Remix. But until then, put the babies out, do what you need to do so we can be responsible while knowing our magic. This show, this information, we dive into a lot of things that are adult content. And so therefore, if you are a minor, I want you to stop what you're doing right now. And I definitely want you to get your parent or your guardian's consent before diving into the remix. Well, enjoy. Enjoy the share. Yeah, and keep knowing your magic. We just gotta be responsible while growing up on planet Earth. Greetings, everyone. Hi, it's me. Thank you.
Oh my goodness. Peace and greetings, soul family. Welcome, 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 welcome on in to Planet Remix Radio. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, the Oracle. Wow. Thank you all for showing up. You know, we are still trying to find our place in this cosmic flow. So it could be, who knows where the cosmic flow may go, but we are certainly going to find our place in this cosmic flow. But peace and greetings, everyone. How's everybody doing? How are we all feeling? I trust that you all did get some rest today and you did get a chance to just kind of wind down a little bit. For most of us on the planet, it is still Sunday. So we are definitely taking that opportunity to just kind of relax a little bit. I hope that you've been doing that. Can you believe it is already May the 7th? Like, we are already in the month of May. We're going to get started here in just a few moments. I have a few things that I do need to tell you. I'm going to share some channels with you as well. I've been working in the Akashic Records. And going to be taking your calls tonight again. So definitely 515-605-9794 is the number to call if you want to get on the phone lines. And all you have to do once you get on the phone lines is to press 1. I want to give out some very special shout outs because boy, oh boy, it is a lot going on with the soul family. Lots of celebrations happening at this particular time. So I want to give those special acknowledgments out to everyone. And then I also would like to have a favor. I do want to let you know the Blue Room is open and you are more than welcome to come on over and join us in the Blue Room. Let me give you those cosmic directions so you can find your way on over. You're simply going to go over to, you're going to go over to YouTube. And once you get to YouTube, you're going to type in Blue, B-L-U-E, and then Raz, R-A-S, and then Berry, B-E-R-R-Y, and that's going to get you locked in. And if you come on over to the Blue Room, the soul family is going to make you feel welcome and definitely right at home. I also would love for you to definitely hit that like button. If you're in the Blue Room, do me a favor, hit that like button. If you're not subscribed to Planet Remix, this is a perfect time for you to actually subscribe, but hit that like button and get that like, get those likes up so our soul family can find us and they can know that we're live, especially since we're just kind of riding these cosmic waves and we are, you know, deciding where we're going to, you know, what that opportune time is going to be. Spirit is still working with me, you guys. So I thank you all for being very patient in this process. I know we like for things to be sort of systematic, but right now, you know, with all of the changes and things that are happening, it is an opportunity for us to level up to the next level, which we're going to be diving into that tonight as well. I have something pretty exciting for everyone who's here. So you're going to get a jump on it before the end of the week. Before everybody else. So big ups to that. I want to do this as well. I want to give a big shout out to all of our international listeners, those who are listening in the future and those who are listening to us live here, and welcome you all in to Planet Remix and the Soul Family. Yeah, yeah. Let me slow it down a little bit. How are we all feeling? How are we all doing? If you haven't taken time to check in with you, this would be a perfect time for you to just take a moment, to ground yourself and to check in. To check in and see how you're really feeling. Check in and see how you're really doing and what's going on with you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We all feel in this because we're still got a lot of things going on cosmically, which I don't want us to get that sort of twisted when we say we have a lot of things going on cosmically. This means internally we have a lot of things going on internally. This means that our DNA is being activated for a lot of us, especially if we're here doing the work, and we're receiving a lot of downloads through our dreams, especially when you're outside in the sun. You're getting major activations and downloads when you're in the sun. You are getting upgrades. Yes, upgrades are coming too. And when you are engaging in things like activity, you know, this universal month here that we're working with, well, first, let's just start out with this is the fifth month. May is the fifth month. It's the fifth month, which is a month of action. It's a month of change. But it's also one of those months that sort of we go back and we go forth. If you look at the number five, it sits on a rocker. And I like to say this is an opportunity to sway between different dimensions, between the 3D and the 5D world. When it comes to our vibration and our frequency, it also is where you can either go back to some of your past ways, maybe some of those past habits, or you can rock yourself forward into the direction you want to go. But it's up to you. And certain circumstances and things that are happening in our lives, we're kind of doing a little bit of both. One moment, we are reflecting on the past, or we're going back to some old habits. The next moment, we're not. But remember, this is also, you think about your five senses. And your five senses are very powerful because I want you to understand that we are also still in high energy of activation. And so whatever you are speaking, whatever you are affirming, those things will manifest themselves. It also is the number of responsibility. And so this is the month for you to really be responsible for your health, your mental health, your spiritual health, your physical health, your joy health, you know, health in every area of your life. But this is your opportunity to be responsible for you and to do what you need to do for you. And to keep yourself in a frequency that is healthy for you. And to know that you deserve it. You really deserve that. Give yourself a dose of some self-love. And make sure you stay in that energy of loving yourself. I think the biggest misconception that is going around on the planet is that once you get into this work, it's just going to be easy for you. Like it's always going to be, you know, roses. You're always going to feel well. You're always going to be on 1,000. Everything is always going to be good. But that has nothing to do with it. It really is your response to how are you responding to the things that are happening around you? How are you responding? And where do you take your responsibility in a situation? Because often when we can find our responsibility, or we can recognize where our power is in the situation of creating it, then that really changes our dialect. It really changes how we express our concern for what's happening, because we know that we're playing a role in it. And if that is a role that we wish to change, we certainly do that. So, how we feeling? We feeling all right? We feeling good? It's good to see all the beautiful people in the building. First of all, I want to do this. I want to give a very big shout out to Self-Invested and the Self-Invested Astrology class, doing some major, major work, making some major, major moves. So shouts out and peace and love to the Self-Invested workshop and everyone in the Self-Invested workshop group. You guys are putting in the work and doing some very, very powerful things. The astrology class is going to have some things coming up for you. And I'm excited to when it's time to announce that. But know that they are out here in these cosmic streets, and they are getting it in a very big way. I also want to send some love out to the moderators who have been doing a very, very beautiful job of moderating, Lola, Falana, Lance, and Mr. Dante. I want to send them all some love and thank them all for definitely doing an amazing job of moderating the Blue Room and being of service for all of the things that the Soul Family need. Truly, truly am grateful and thankful for each and every single one of you. And then also, Happy Born Day. I don't think I said Happy Born Day to everyone celebrating a birthday in the month of May, but Happy Born Day. We had more than 5 Planet Remix members who are celebrating a Born Day on today. So Happy Born Day to everyone celebrating a Born Day in this Taurus. Are we in Taurus season? Yeah, this Taurus season that we're in. So Happy Born Day to everyone. Yeah, yeah. And many, many more. Many, many more to everyone celebrating a Born Day. And then shouts out to the Blue Room. Want to give a big, 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 big shout out to everyone in the Blue Room. To everyone in the Blue Room, sending you so much love to all the Soul Family in the Blue Room. And a very special shout out to Brittany Bods. No, she needs some. Just another shout out to Brittany Bods. Brittany Bods graduated from the university. So please love on her. Brittany, we are so proud of you. Congratulations. Brittany has graduated from the university with her degree in business. I want to say business management and finance. So sending her so much love and so glad that Planet Remix could be a part of the journey, because you certainly have been part of the journey for each and every single one of us. And we are sending you so much love and congratulations, as well as congratulations to everyone who is graduating, because we got lots of Soul Family all over the world who are meeting this mark of graduating from universities, grad schools, and colleges, and even from middle school, kindergarten, elementary school. So we want to send love out to each and every single one of you, and so, so glad to have you as a part of Planet Remix and celebrating you all. I know the babies will be getting out of school for most of us here sometime soon. So want to send the babies so much love. So much love out to the babies. Now, wow, that's a big one. We want to send some blessings out to our ancestors as well, too. I want to send love and ashe and blessings out to the ancestors and our spirit guides and everyone out there. So sending that out and all to our family members and loved ones. You know, Sunday is the day that I send out love and I send out healing. I send out galactic frequencies. I send out energy. You know, it's a form of what I've learned to be Reiki for me to all of our soul family and specifically to a lot of you I'm working with or that is experiencing some challenges. So I've been in the Akashic Records. I've been channeling pretty much for most of the day. I've been napping a lot too, just contemplating a lot of different things. And that's where I want to start. I want to start with this because I know initially, I know initially I told you that there would be a 4-week course coming up. And that is so true. A 4-week course is going to be coming. I don't have the specific dates of that course to be coming. But one of the things that I would encourage you to do is that, especially in this month of May, that is moving so fast, that there are things that I have sat down and sort of mapped out for the rest of the year. And I did that last week. But even though I have those times mapped out, I am very much aware that some of those things we may not get to or I may not get to do this year or even next year because I'm waiting on spirit to tell me when to move on these ideas, to move on this work. And I'm also seeing what direction I want to go in next. It is definitely a time, just as all of you are doing your work, I am definitely doing my work as well. And so lots of changes are on the horizon, even still. And even though I don't have an answer to what changes are going to be. And I am very, you know, honored for all of you to be here with me and to go through these changes. And we're going through them together. I will tell you this, that I am only moving on those things when I'm being called to move on and staying open, which is what I've encouraged all of you to do. And, and do the things that you feel you must do when you must do them. But here's another thing that I know that I personally have had a hard time with and really struggled with and have been working on is that when I feel spirit is telling me to move on something, a lot of times I hesitate to do it at that moment. I do it, but maybe not at that moment. Maybe I'll wait a couple of days or I'll wait a couple of weeks. Sometimes a couple of months and depending on what area of my life, maybe even a couple of years. I tell you that in all honesty, because the things that I'm sharing with you are things that I am also working on myself as well, right? So it's not about one person having everything figured out, but I do give you this promise that when I do have things figured out and spirit does tell me to share those things, no matter sometimes how tough those lessons are or no matter how personal those lessons are, I do share them. I share them with you. And so I tell you that because I was so gung-ho to do this class for 4 weeks and ready to do it, honestly, ready to do it, and really just had everything laid out and Spirit said, that class is going to wait, even though I was told, get them ready. We're going to do that 4-week class. But we're not going to do that 4-week class. But we are going to be doing something. It's not going to be 4 weeks. It's actually going to be for one day. We're going to be doing a course for one day. And this is due to a lot of the energy that's coming up. Because so many of you have been doing so much of the work. And it shows. Like, honestly, it shows. So please, no matter what little thing may come your way, what challenge may come your way, please do not take that as all is lost. Sometimes we can become very disheartened when things don't go our way or things don't turn out the way we see, or we feel like we've been blindsided, maybe not even by things in our own lives, but people we love and people who are around us, you know, we feel like, wow, why now? Why is this happening? Sometimes those questions may honestly come up for us. I don't want anyone to think that that means that you're starting over, because it simply doesn't. We're living in the time and in this energy where this is about taking back your power. Taking back your power, because we've given so much of our power to things, to places, to people, energetically. Because really, the power you're taking back is the power of your mind. And I think the whole world is finally getting that. You're not physically taking your power back from your ex. You're not physically taking power back from your job. You're not taking power back from a bad situation. And, you know, at one time that might have been where we were, but we're no longer there. I know I'm certainly not, but I am definitely here for us growing and thoroughly growing up on planet Earth. I feel like I'm talking too much, so I'm going to get to the point. Those who feel called, those who are ready, know. But I am going to be doing a class, and I know this is going to be really soon. I know y'all are like, don't say it. Yes, the class is going to be going down on May the 12th, and that's in a couple of days. In a couple of days, because it is a divine alignment. Matter of fact, it's going to be on Friday. It's going to be on Friday, and we're going to be together from 7 p.m. until 8:50 p.m. Eastern time. So we're going to be getting together for an event. An event. And this event is something that I've been doing and working with for more than several years that I haven't ever shared. Yes, I got a lot of stuff I haven't shared, but Spirit called me to share this now. And it's called Learn How to Enchant Magic. So we're going to be working with magic enchantment and how to enchant magic. And the reason for this is so that you can step into the next level of you. And I'm going to put the link there. I made it something very affordable because I want everybody who feel called to be able to come. It's a one-day event. It's an online event. You're going to be diving in. I will be sharing with you techniques and step-by-step practices. And you will learn how to enchant magic. And this is for stepping into the next level of you. See, often we do a lot of work and we are ready to elevate to that next step, but we don't sometimes know exactly how to be in that next step of where we are because we've never been there. So sometimes it becomes easy and we start to fall back into bad habits and slip back into the past and start doing some of the things we don't want to do or we don't know how to move forward. And we spend so much time stuck in limbo because we're waiting on the next step. Well, my guides have shown me how to go to the next step, how to enchant the magic to go to the next step. And this is what this event is going to be about. So if you feel called, if you want to attend, there is the link inside the Blue Room. You are certainly more than welcome. I would love to have you. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of fun and we're going to be going and diving in. We're going to be diving in. We're going to be diving in. So if you are feeling called, definitely go to the site. There is limited numbers because I have a number. I'm not going to share that number. But you guys know how we do. You know things sell out pretty fast. But I made it something very affordable so that you can invest in you. And this is something that you can continuously carry with you throughout your journey. You can have it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that you can have it and you can begin to work with this along the way. So you can attend from anywhere in the world. So as long as you have access to a computer or even a phone, you'll be able to tap in. You'll be able to tap into the magic. We're going to be doing some really, really cool stuff. I am so excited about this and perfect time with the summer months coming because you'll be able to use these tools and keep them with you for a very, very long time. Yeah. So welcome on in. Let's get those likes up. I am super excited to have you all join me here tonight and for us to get ready to get into this. I see so many of you. Thank you, guys. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. You're going to have so much fun working in this workshop. So thank you for those of you who are securing your spot as we speak. As well, I do want us to get the likes up as well. You guys are getting an early jump. I started to send it out earlier, but then I thought, no, I'm going to wait and see if I do a call tonight. If not, then I'll do the call on Monday. But I did want to go ahead and come on tonight to give you guys. So if you're here live, you have heads up. So just click the link. And you'll be able to do that. It's also, the link is also in, it's also in the show notes. So if you're listening to this show afterwards, it is in the link below and you'll be able to click the link there and find it. But I'm about ready to get on the phone lines. I don't know about you all. Hopefully you have I have a cup of tea that I'm drinking here tonight that I've actually made. I made me a nice cup of some ginger, lemon, and, you know, some other magical things in my tea. Mm. Oh, wow. I want to give a big shout out to the Blue Room. Let's do some Blue Room shouts out. While we're getting ready to, we're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and then I'm going to go to the phone lines, and then I'm going to go to the phone lines. Let's do that.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue, and remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
So true. Say it with me. If nothing else moves you, life will. If nothing else moves you, life will. If nothing else moves you, life will. Let's listen to some music. Let's see. Do I want to hear this one? Let's see. Let's see if we want to hear some music before we go to the film. Chill. So, Hotline Energy, I want to say thank you to everyone who is securing their spots in the Enchanted Magic Workshop. We're going to go to the phone lines. I see so many of you on the phone line. So, guess what? Guess what? I'm going to do my best. We're going to do a little bit. We're not going to move too fast. But we are in the month of May, which is a 5 month. So energy is moving fast. So I am going to try to get to as many of you as possible. And we're not going to be too long because I just realized how late it is. Oh, my goodness. But we're going to do what we need to do here for sure. For sure, for sure. So 515-605-9794 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone lines. That way I know that you are calling in for a question. And, yeah, we're going to go to the phone line. So once you get on the phone lines, please make sure you are ready to state your name and where you're calling from, and then be prepared to ask your question. All right, let's go to the caller that is calling in from area code 8328. 8328, you're live on Private Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, it's Ashley from Houston. Hi, Miss Blue. Hey, Blue
Hello.
Room, the Planet Remix. Hope you're doing well, Miss Blue. It's been a great week, an interesting week. Yes, like the energy. I've been enjoying getting the remixes or the replays. The Honeydew show was really nice. Really, really nice.
Thank you
for that. This is a good hotline because I've like right before the eclipse, I had like started freaking out about some things, but I was in a good safe enough space to where I could share what I needed to share and kind of went through it. And you sent a text one day that was like, "It's everything and it's nothing at the same time," and that cleared so much up for me. Because I was having some all or nothing moments and it didn't feel right, but it was like, I'm getting rid of a lot of old programming that was basically telling me that I couldn't be who I wanted to be, or that I had to serve someone in order to be who I wanted to be. So my question is like, with love for myself and for my romantic interest, and just the balance that I'm kind of going with, because I'm like I have to have a balance, but I'm like getting more comfortable with not having to be either or, either Ashley in no relationship or Ashley and a relationship, which is a place I've never been because it's always been either or. So my question is kind of like, I'm doing a lot of work, and I'm seeing a lot of things that are coming up, some of my past and healing, but is there a blind spot that I'm kind of avoiding? Is there something that would kind of help me move past a block that I might not, or is there a block that I might not be seeing that is, I feel hesitant on some places on my expression, and I want to work through it. But I don't. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know, and I'm just kind of going through so many levels of it's okay, Ashley, be yourself. But I kind of want to reduce that. But I don't know if that's just the process. So that's kind of my question. Like, where is a block that can help me kind of feel like a little more progress, I guess.
Well, here's a couple of things, and the first thing I want to tell you is, looking at your energy, I definitely can tell you've been working with your heart chakra, which is good because it looks amazing. The front of your heart chakra and the back, it looks simply beautiful. It looks really, really good. So the work that you've been doing, you definitely need to make sure that you keep your emotions as neutral as possible. Keep them neutral.
Okay.
And really process, when I say process, of what you're feeling as opposed to what your mind is telling you. So don't listen to the emotions of your mind. Really check in and see how you're feeling. And then the other thing I want to tell you is, stop making this a project. Live your
life. Oh, yes, girl. Oh, thank you.
Be happy. Be joyful. Be that amazing Ashley that you are, that likes to laugh, that likes to play, that likes to have fun. Do all of those things. The moment you get out of the essence of your light, your divine light, nothing is going to work for you. It's going to be like walking a tight wire rope because you're always going to be trying to balance to stay. But if you are staying true to who you are, and when I say being who you are, let me kind of preference that because sometimes we take that as a card to act a fool. And that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, you know, really be in tune with you and enjoy that process. Enjoy the process of you. And the more that you can get into enjoying the process of you, the more you're going to attract people, things, situations for yourself. It's not going to come from the outside in. And I know you know this, but it's a good reminder for you here. You have to really be in tune and focus on you. I want to plug this workshop because so much of this is going to tie back into self-love and some more techniques because that's what it's going to take. And that is a feeling. That's not something your mind is going to tell you. You can repeat, I love myself all damn day. But if you cannot hold the feeling of that energy, it means nothing.
Thank you.
Thinking this, get out of your mind, out of your heart, and have fun. Get out of it. Just totally get out of it. And, you know, I want to give you something because I see, you know, interesting tonight. And maybe because in Self-Invested, one of these questions came up in one of the classes. I don't know where I was, but I was speaking somewhere and this came up. And the angel of direction is with you. And, you know, that's interesting because before I went to the phone line, Spirit gave me and I seen the angel of direction come in and just kind of hover, you know, in that space. And the angel of direction is there, you know, it's kind of like that sign marker that we see, you know, it's kind of like the crossroads. You know, it's art. You know, this is where you are. So here's the thing. You have to be prepared for what you want to do next. And that takes becoming curious. This is not life happening to you. This is you creating. So take some time tomorrow when you get up. And think about what you want to happen next in your life. And then start preparing yourself for what is next. And you can call on the angel of direction to come in and so that you can get the confidence to know that you have the faith and you will see clearly and you will follow the directions of your heart to go where you need to go next and what you need to do next. You know?
Thank you. I needed to hear that because I can get into, because I get into this thing that I'm not doing enough and that I need to do more, that whole I'm a project or projecting myself as opposed to, because sometimes I've been, you know, the judgment of I'm aloof, I'm too lackadaisical, I'm naive because how I do things doesn't make sense. The crossroads is like literally, I don't know, like that's my space. And it's like I work really well in the, in that, I guess, primordial goo of crossroads. And I'm at this point in my life where I'm really getting to another level of understanding of what that is for me and how that works in that play. When I talk about I love to play, like I play. I'm literally working. I'm on day 20 of my lucky blueprint. So the angel of direction is like right there.
So it's like, yes, I needed to talk to my family. It has a kind of another kind of a reflection back, because I can totally get into projecting myself like I'm a project, because I'll act as if something's wrong with me and I have to fix it. And it's not nothing.
It's not true, because just because we want to learn something, just because we want to do stuff, is because we want to evolve. It doesn't mean something is wrong.
Yes. Yes.
We learn to ride a bike.
I want to evolve. Yes.
Yes. You want to evolve. It doesn't, you don't have to beat yourself up to learn something new. You know, we really got to get out of that. When I was a child, I learned how to ride a bike. I don't say just because I learned how to ride a bike, I never want to learn how to drive a car.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it doesn't have to mean that something is wrong with the bike for me to go to the car.
Yeah.
You got
oh,
it.
That's good.
You got it. All right.
Thank you,
well, peace. Sparkles, Ashley.
Yeah, and I'm going to get my workshop too.
I'm going to ring the bell, because once self-invested, always self-invested. Sending you so much love.
Thank you.
Peace and love. All right. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 3173. 3173, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue. It's Shaquan from Indianapolis.
Okay. Greetings, Shaquan. How are you?
Hi. I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good.
I wanted to ask about a relationship. I never asked about a relationship, but I wanted to ask about the relationship between me and my ex, because he helps me a lot with my children that I have now, but it's like our relationship be back and forth, and sometimes I'll be feeling like it's just time to let go, and I want to see
Tell me again, because I can't. You're coming in a little muffled, and it could be on my end, Shaquan, but I want to make sure that I can hear you clear.
The relationship between me and my ex, it's like I depend on him, codependency on him a lot, and he helps me with my children, but sometimes I'll be feeling like it's time for me to just let go, for me to move on to the next level. I want to see if you could look into it for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got to kind of get real with some of the things that you're saying here. You're telling me he's your ex.
Yeah.
He's your ex?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And when you say he helps you with your kids, is he their father?
No, he's not their father. None of them. We had broke up, and then I had ended up having the baby. But he's still around, and he still helps. Like, financially, he helps.
Mm-hmm.
And with my son, Zion, helps with him a lot.
You said what?
Financially, he helps, and with my son, Zion likes sports and taking sports and stuff like that.
And how old is your son?
My other son is 6 and the baby is 4 months, but the baby's fine. Yes.
Uh-huh. So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Why do you want him to help you? It's just a question.
I guess I feel like it's my city blanket. I guess.
You know, it sounds like someone else has given you these words. They're not coming from you. So I need you to tell me how you feel and not what someone else told you to feel about this.
Yeah. I'm really comfortable with him. Like, it's like a back and forth situation.
Like, tell me like, what that means. Tell me what that means when you say back and forth.
Like, sometimes I feel like, okay, I want to be with him, and sometimes I feel like, okay, no, I need to move on.
Okay. So that's why I asked you in the beginning when you said he's an ex. He's not an ex.
Mm-hmm.
He's not. So are you seeing someone else, and this is why you're caught in between? Because this isn't about the children. This is about you and him in a relationship with each other.
Yeah. No, I'm not seeing anyone. I know he's seeing someone. He originally wanted a polygamy, but I'm not into that. Like, I'm not into having another woman or anything of that such. So
okay.
He had broke up with the family and moved on.
Okay. Then if you're not into this polygamy situation that he wants, then why are you still being with him? And I will tell you this, I just really feel like you're not telling the whole truth. And you don't get to, because I promise you, I would not call into a show and say it. So I get it. But you're still, I'm picking up, you two are still in a relationship. The thing is, you want him to be only in a relationship with you, but he's desiring to be into a polygamy relationship. And you don't want that, but you do want the perks that come with him, and you're kind of okay as long as you can call him an ex.
Yeah, you can say that.
You get where I'm going? As long as you can call him an ex and you're not committed to him, you're okay. Well, let me give you some truth serum. You're in a polygamous relationship. Just because you're calling him an ex, it doesn't mean that you're not. You're already in a polygamous relationship with him. And I'm not here to judge. I'm just letting you know that you're fooling yourself to think that you're not in a relationship with him. You are. So now you have to think whether or not this is something you actually want, because you're already in it.
No, and I don't want that, because I know,
okay,
even though, like, I don't sleep around or anything with each other, but it's just like something be telling me, okay,
like I said, what I don't want you to do is, I don't want you to speak untruths out of your mouth. So don't do it. No one asked you to say that last statement, but don't speak an untruth.
Yeah.
Okay? Because we're not asking you to bare your soul for us. And you know I can read energy, so I already know the truth. But what I don't want you to do is to come on here, because you know I'm a go in on that. So we're not going to do that. So here's what I will tell you. If you know for sure you don't want to be in the relationship with him, but there are certain aspects that you enjoy from it, just like you don't want him using you, don't use him. Don't use him. But I will tell you right now, he's using you. And you're using him. So you two are even. So if you decide to walk away from the relationship, you can do that. My issue with you is that you've allowed these children and you've allowed him to become close to these children. And this is something that I would encourage y'all to work out, so the children do not have to pay the price, because mommy and our play daddy can't figure out their sex life, because that's what this is about. It has nothing to do with anything else.
Right. And it is. That's why I wanted to really seriously sit down and have a conversation, a real conversation with him.
Yeah. Because the truth is, and I'm reading some of the comments, is, yeah, he wanted a polygamy relationship, didn't he?
Yes.
He been wanted a polygamy relationship before you broke up with him. Well, you didn't really break up with him. So let's get that straight. You didn't really break up with him. You slept with someone else because you knew he was sleeping with other people. So we're going to put it out there. Let's clear the air for what really happened. And code word, this is a mess. But you can clean it up. And the person you should be wanting to clean it up for is you and your children. Don't allow your pleasure for what you want in him, because that's what you want. And, of course, the money is there. And, of course, he's playing the role of father. And that makes it easier on you. But this isn't about being easy on you. This is about you still wanting to be with him. But he doesn't exclusively want to be with you.
Right.
But I'm telling you now, by your actions, you have submitted into this polygamy relationship. In his mind, this is polygamy. And he has both you women with him. And I'm not here to judge the situation. You're saying you don't want that. So you already know what you need to do if this is not what you want. So look, curious minds in the blue room want to know. They're asking, does the other girl know that he wants this, that he wants this polygamous relationship? You don't know.
No, I don't know. She doesn't know.
You what?
I don't really get into like who he dates or anything like that, because like you said, even though it's not paraphrased as my ex, I just like, okay, he my ex, and like I know he talks to other women, but I had a woman write me today about him, and I'm like, okay.
What did she write you and say?
You said, what did she write me and say?
Yeah, what did she write you and say?
So when she had wrote me, she was, I just said the whole message. So she said, clearly.
No. Just tell me in your words.
She was telling me that I was, like, playing on his emotions and trying to keep a man, and I had a whole baby on him, and that it was going to backfire, and that. Me being a baby witch and I'm playing games and stuff like that. I'm like, okay.
And what did you tell her?
You said, what did I tell her? At first I was like, what are you talking about? And then I kind of fed into it and was going back and forth.
You shouldn't have told her nothing. You should have called him Mr. Polygamous.
Mm-hmm.
That's who you should have called. You should have called him.
Right. Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. I called, but when I did call, he didn't answer. He too much, when I talk to him about certain stuff, he brushes it off and don't want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen. You know what you need to do, but unfortunately, I will just tell you, just make sure you're using caution, because know when you're with him, you're with many people.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what you're going to do. You'll do the right thing for you and your babies. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But I would just say the conversation needs to be with him.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. The conversation needs to be with him. Yeah. So hold the line. Peace and love. Forgot to give her sparkles. Yes. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 8436. 8436, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
It's Huey, South Carolina.
Okay. Greetings, Huey.
Yeah, I dropped the sleepy after we had our last conversation.
You said what now?
I said I had dropped the sleepy after we had our last conversation.
Oh, okay, because you got to talk to me slow. The blue room is helping me because you guys know spirit wipes it away, so I don't remember. But, yes, you get sparkles. You drop the sleepy, and you sound wide awake. So I am loving it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So I'm just calling. I just want to talk to you, chat, because I saw you had a little hotline bling on tonight, you know, so I want to chat to you. Just really want you to read my energy. I've been doing a lot of work, affirmations, decrees, relying on my mm-hmm. intuition and my higher self and trying mm-hmm. to control my emotions, you know, really trying to control my emotions and situations. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
just want you to read my energy, though.
Your energy looks amazing. It looks amazing. I can tell you've been doing a lot of work. Your throat chakra looks fantastic. Love it. You've been doing a whole lot of work on yourself. I have one suggestion, though.
Go ahead.
I need you to leave all the stimulants alone. I'll put it like that.
I got you. I see. I know exactly what you're talking about because I just told myself that the other day. I was like, I got to get off that gin. Boy, I got to get off that gin.
You've got to leave it alone. You got to leave
it. Yes, ma'am. I already know that because I've been feeling it in my body. Like, I've been feeling a whole lot of, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been feeling my power lately. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just say that. I've been feeling my power lately. I've been trusting myself and trusting my higher self and getting in contact, getting in tune with my higher self and nature.
I want to tell you why, because you are going through a transformation and an upgrade. And so even though right now you can kind of manage it and it's not a big deal, it's going to be a big deal. So
I kind of saw that.
For a little while. Okay. I want you to really, really chill out for that for a little while, but your energy looks beautiful. Your third eye is simply gorgeous, literally beautiful.
Word. Really? All right. Well, you said that. I got to drop some game on you for real because you said that. So you remember last time we talked? Well, you might not remember, but you gave me the little past life reading, right? And you said I was a soldier. I was a French soldier, right? Well,
mm-hmm.
I had two dreams. I guess right after we spoke, one dream I really saw the missile that the Chinese made, the black and white. I don't know if I could really talk about that up here, but you know what I'm saying. I really saw that in my dream flying across the sky, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my second dream I recently had probably about 3 weeks ago, I saw, mm-hmm. It's black and white. It was like a flashback or something. It was black and white. And it was like I was in, I don't know, some city. And I just saw a plane go by and it dropped a bomb. But I was talking to somebody right beside me. And I don't know. It felt like, you know what I'm saying? I was there and I was like, it was something I really live. I was trying to think if I was in that little Chinese bombing and shit. But I don't know. You said I was from, I died in France, right?
You know. mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I was just trying to figure that out too. You know, I've been doing a lot of work and been doing a lot of research mm-hmm. and everything since last time we talked.
I can tell. I can really, really tell. I really see some beautiful things coming for you. You definitely have to just kind of stand your ground, stand on your square. Take it kind of one step at a time. Make sure you're staying present, which you're actually doing. I even see that you are even thinking about, because one of your spirit guides is showing me, about sort of changing how you dress. You know, something about your clothes, how you dress. Yeah. Your spirit guide is showing me. He's holding up some pants or in different things. Just really, really transforming your life into what you want it to be. And you definitely can do that. Interesting enough, are you in a relationship right now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How's that working for you?
I mean, it's... up and downs, but, you know, it's working, I guess, what I can make it work with.
You don't sound too happy about it.
I mean, it's up and downs, of course, like any relationship, right? But, I mean,
well, that, but you, that you doesn't like have anything. Why do you not sound happy about it?
I don't know. I guess, all right, let's be real then. I guess I've been feeling like I haven't been respected or really, I've been taken for granted a little bit, and I've been doing a little too much, and I kind of lost myself.
Okay. Well, I asked you that question for a reason, because stand your ground. Know your worth and know who you are and lead with love. So I'm going to give you some sparkles on that note.
Okay.
You got a lot to think about. And just keep up the beautiful work. Just keep up the beautiful work. Hold the line.
All right. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So excited for him. Whew. Listen, y'all. I know when you call in, you're ready. So let's go to 3374. 3374, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Sophia.
Okay, greetings to you, Sophia.
And I'm calling from Louisiana.
Okay, greetings, Sophia, calling from the other L.A., Louisiana. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great.
Good. Ms. Blue, I don't necessarily have a question. I'm new to your channel and listening in. And I do enjoy it. And so I'm just here wondering if there's any messages for me.
It depends on who you want to hear from. Because there's some people you don't want to hear from them right now. You don't even want them to come near you. It depends.
That's quite a bit amount of people. I feel that way about right now. I do and I don't.
That's right. That's right. So you might want to tell me who you want to hear from, because if you don't, it might be somebody you don't want to hear from. By the way, let me give you some sparkles. I'm just messing with you. Thank you so much for listening in. And welcome to Planet Remix. I can see the last 2 years, your life has gone from sugar to shit back to sugar and shit again. I understand. I get it.
Thank you for seeing that, because I really do feel like that. I feel like it gets good and then it just falls apart. It gets good and it just falls apart. And I'm tired.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Yeah. Do this for me. I want you to exhale. Don't inhale. Never inhale first. If you're trying to calm down your nervous system, if you are trying to get focus, never inhale first. Exhale. Exhale. And then inhale and relax. Because when you exhale first, it's going to send a message to your nervous system to calm down. You know how that sign goes, stay calm? That's the message you're going to send to your nervous system. Calm down. And I want you to really think about what question you would like to ask. It can be a question for you. Because one of the things that is a challenge for you is asking for help.
Most definitely.
You gotta,
I am always the one that gives and wants to do. But when it comes to me needing, or I have a problem asking.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have to get out of that problem, or else life is going to keep sending you situations until you finally surrender to the fact that as much as you help people and they love the help you give them, that you can't be against what you say you're about. Because if that is a true statement, then that means you are helping all the wrong people in your life. And that might be part of the problem.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah, you got me thinking about, you know, helping people. I come in and I interfere with karma. Sometimes people have to learn their lesson. And that's a two-way street, even for myself, you know.
Yeah, it is.
Sometimes I feel like I do interfere with karma when it comes to other people.
Unfortunately, karma doesn't work that way, or we all be jacked the hell up.
Mm-hmm.
But I get what you're trying to say a lot of times. But the only person that is receiving any kind of karma is you. Because you're getting back what you put out.
Okay.
Yeah. But talk to me. I mean, we on the phone. We done became friends. We done chit-chatted.
I don't want to take up too much time. I know there's other callers. I never know what question to ask. So,
you got a question? Because I was going to say it's okay if you don't. It's up to you.
I don't. I really don't, because I feel like I never know what question to ask. I feel like I never ask the right question. So I guess whatever spirit or any ancestors has anything to say to me.
I could let you go with that, but I really would not be doing you a good
job.
Yeah, because you don't want to ask for help. This is what this is about. You really just don't want to ask for help, which is okay. You don't have to. I'm not saying you got to ask me, but you have got to learn to know that you deserve to be taken care of too. You're worth it.
When you're right,
you
I'm
have
with you. And I agree.
You have to know that you're worth it too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And asking for help is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength.
Who should I be asking regarding help?
It depends. If you break your leg, you need to ask a doctor. If you need
right.
to get your teeth, you need to talk to a dentist. If you want to make a recipe, you find a good cook. We were built to be on this earth to be of service to each other. Now, here is a misnomer, and I'm going to tell you this because I see where you're at with it. You say, who should I ask? Who you been asking? Oh, you've been asking, but who you been asking? Some people say, well, I asked God, I asked the universe, and I didn't hear it. Did you not hear it, or you don't know how to hear it?
Okay. That's fair.
Some people think I shouldn't have to ask anybody. The only person I need to ask is I need to ask the divine. Okay, let's see how that works. Let's see how that goes. Because we were not designed to be here to function on an island by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So you never have to ask anyone a question. I'm not here to tell you that. And if you want to figure it out for yourself, because that's kind of what you live by, you got to see it for yourself, you got to figure it out for yourself, and you got to do it. But I'm just going to tell you, that's a rough ass road. A person that's got to see everything for themselves, do everything for themselves. Listen, I can learn a lesson from a distance. I ain't got to live it. I ain't got to go through the trauma and the drama to know it's real. So I'm just saying, you don't have to ask a question tonight. This is a big step for you. If you just wanted to call in and just kind of, you know, kind of feel it out a little bit, see how you feel about it, that's fine. You never have to ask a question, but I would challenge you that you've got to get out of thinking that your mind is going to figure out your life. It's not.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I'll give you some sparkles. Sparkles make you feel good. It do.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. All right. We're going to send you off with lots of love and for you to hang in there. And just so you can know that I did answer your question, everything that I told you is what Spirit wanted me to tell you. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love.
Night.
Bye-bye. How beautiful. Sometimes we just gotta kind of trust where we are in the process. Not kind of rush that. Especially when we're new and especially when we've been through some very tough times, you know? Yeah. Let's go to 2164. 2164, you are live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Mighty Love from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, greetings. It's who? Did you say Maddie?
Mighty Love, yes.
Mighty Love. Oh, Mighty Love. We got a beat going on in the background. How are you?
I'm feeling good today. I'm feeling good. This is probably my fourth time getting in on the line.
Oh, is it? I was going to ask you, are you a first-time caller?
No, not a first-time caller. I think I've been listening for about 3 years now, since 2020.
Okay. And we spoke before?
Yeah, I would want to, if you want me to refresh your memory on what we spoke about last time. Okay.
You don't have to. I hope that it was helpful for you.
It definitely was. It definitely was.
Okay. Beautiful.
And every time it was like this time, because when it was my turn, I literally picked up the phone. I took it off of mute. The whole time I've been just listening, but after the last caller, I knew it was my turn. I picked up the phone. I took it off of mute. And every time it's happened that way.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So you know your magic. How can I help?
Okay. So, man, a lot has happened since we last spoke. So the last time we spoke, I was actually in Atlanta. I'm from Cleveland.
I'm listening. Hello? You're from Cleveland.
Oh, I'm sorry. I accidentally put you on mute.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, yeah. So the last time we spoke, I was actually in Atlanta. I had went from Cleveland to Atlanta. I was going through a lot. I just had lost someone very close to me in a car accident. I was in a bad place before I left Cleveland to go to Atlanta. Then when we spoke in Atlanta, I was dealing with someone that I thought I could maybe, you know, I knew it was something to it we were supposed to do for each other. I wasn't sure what it was. It was kind of like I caught myself being like water in that moment. because I just let everything flow, and it led me there. But then it led me to some very turbulent times. But you know what? I wouldn't even take back anything, any part of that experience, because I learned so much over that time.
Okay, beautiful.
Before I left, you actually told me that I needed to broaden my horizon because what I might be led to might not be in my city, or, you know. So that was one of the reasons I actually just had the courage to actually take a chance. But on the outside looking in, it might look like I didn't make the right decision, but on the inside, I know that I learned a lot from the experience. So basically, to round it all back to now.
Mm-hmm. Did you put me on mute again?
Oh, no. Yep, I did. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. The phone I'm on right now, I need to get a new phone. For some reason, the slightest little touch of my cheek can put you on mute. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. So, and I'm just following the story here, and I'm just kind of getting in your energy. I think I do remember the situation with you in Atlanta in an abusive situation.
That's crazy you say that, because that's not what we talked about. But it was an abuse. It did turn into an abusive situation.
Oh, yeah. I picked it up then, I'm sure, because I'm picking it up now. I'm glad that you're out of that situation. And I'm glad you're in a new space, in a new place. How can I help you now?
Okay, so now I've just been getting a lot of, it's funny you mentioned Crossroads earlier, and I've been hearing that a lot, Crossroads.
Well, do me a favor. I want you to stay focused with me, because I want to give you as much help as I can in the time that we have together, and I want you to tell me, how can I help you now?
I want to know if
you put me on mute again.
Well, I'm sorry. With the person,
you're on mute again.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. One more time, and we will do this again in the future.
Okay, I'm going to just let me put you on speaker and see if this will work better. Can you still hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. So with the person that I'm interested in now, I want to know if I should move forward with the situation. I feel good about it.
No. I say no, but you are certainly free to do whatever your heart is calling you to do. But I'm getting a no. I'm getting a no. But you are always free, and this is for anyone. You never, ever, I've been saying this for over a decade, have to listen to me. You hear that beeping sound that's going on in the background? That's your smoke detector. I guess we're on mute again.
No, I'm here.
Okay. Well, I don't want you to get all flustered because I told you no. You are free to do whatever you want. I'm just picking up a no. I'm not picking up this person as a bad person, but there are some things that you need to take care of with you first. And I really want to encourage you. So you can attract the right person that's going to be right for you and you right for them in your life, that you start fostering some self-love and take some time to really focus on loving you.
I hear you. I hear that. I receive that.
And I really would love for you to take care of that smoke detector, because that smoke detector was used during war times to drive prisoners insane. And listening to that beeping sound, it throws off the frequencies in your brain and in your heart. So if you find yourself waking up in the middle of the night or being confused in your thoughts, one minute you're doing this, the next minute you can't remember things like this, it's because that beep is there. But then when you think about feng shui, your sacred space is speaking to you, letting you know that there is something right in front of you, right in your life, that you are not paying attention to. And that beep is the warning before. So to remedy this, get you a battery and put it in, and then spend some time sitting with yourself, and then begin to ask your higher self, God, the universe, whatever it is, to please show you what is in the best and highest interest for you in your life at this time. And you'll get
okay.
Some clarity. All right?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in. Peace and love. Let me give you some sparkles before you go. Hold on. There you go. Peace and love. Hold the line. All right, we're going to get ready to go to the next caller. I want to say thank you to everyone who is signing up for the Enchanted Magic event. Learn how to enchant magic to step into the next level of you. It's going to be going down on May the 12th. That is going to be on Friday. It's going to be a live online event. And you can attend from anywhere in the world. I'm so excited to be working with each and every single one of you. There are some details on the website that will show you some of the things that we'll be covering time together. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 7735. 7735, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line?
Jay.
Hi, Jay. And where you're calling from?
Iowa.
You're calling from Iowa. Greetings, Jay, from Iowa. How's Iowa doing these days?
You know.
Why is that funny? How is Iowa doing these days? I really want to know.
I mean, it's dry.
Okay. All right. I mean, you live there. I'm just asking. You live there. I'm just asking, how can I help you?
Okay. So I wanted you to do an energy scan. And I also wanted to know, like, what's in store for me in the next 3 months, because I'm supposed to be moving to Tallahassee with my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel very, like, what's the word I'm looking for?
Scared.
Unorganized. Yeah. The horse,
you're
yes,
scared.
And you can lead the horse to the water, but you can't make the horse drink it. Yeah, that's all.
You scared of the water? You scared of the water?
Yeah.
You're so scared, guys. You told me you're scared of the water.
Can I say something? I feel like they be having jokes. Do they be having jokes? Cause
they have jokes all the time. I can't even tell y'all all the jokes they have, because they have jokes.
Cool.
They really do.
I feel like they be playing games with me sometimes, and they be being real literal, and I'll be like, okay, Yeah, I got jokes today.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, let me tell you, I did an energy scan on you, and pretty much your energy looks good. You need to stop doing all of this overthinking, and yeah, you need to just stop doing all of this overthinking. Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
you just, I've been thanking.
Man,
that's all
too much.
You do. You just thinking. Yeah, stop doing all of this
yeah.
thinking. But I'm going to tell you honestly what I see for you. I see a relationship.
Okay. Can I say something?
Go ahead.
So you, I don't know if you remember, but, I go by
no,
many names on your show. So, last time we did a reading, you told me to buy some roses. So I've been buying roses like regularly, right? And I bought some
mm-hmm.
roses from Sam's Club. And it was like 20 roses, all of them died but two. And me and my sister was sitting in the kitchen, and I was like restocking my roses. And she was like, did you plan this? Why do you still have two roses left? I said, no, I didn't plan this, bro, but I'm about to come into union with your brother. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. So are you in relationship now? Are you?
No, I'm not in a relationship, but I can just feel it in the air. Like, I can smell it. A man.
Well, smelling, you can smell a man. I can, too, oddly enough. I can smell a man. I like that. I think I'm going to be using that from now on. I can smell a man coming. I smell
okay.
a man coming for you. Okay. Yep, I see a relationship. I also see a business. I feel like when you get to Florida, which I think is a good move for you, by the way, when you get to Florida, I feel like it's going to be some sort of business or something that gets started. I don't know if there's someone who works with real estate or work something dealing with buildings or apartments. I feel like you're going to be working in that field, maybe even starting some sort of cleaning business or know someone who has a cleaning business and maybe you work in some capacity with that energy. But it's going to take you into a place where you're just going to be getting a lot of knowledge about different things in your life. You'll be doing a lot of research on what direction to move forward. And that's going to bring you into a different level of enlightenment of how you see yourself and how you see yourself mm-hmm. showing up in the world. And that's going to lead to something that deals with cleaning. So I don't know if you will own the cleaning business, you will work for a cleaning business, or you will start some sort of business that needs a cleaning business. I feel like someone is going to be connected through real estate somewhere, working with real estate, and that's how you're going to meet the connection. Could be the man, but that's a little far out for me to see, but I do see him. Yeah. That's
okay.
What I got.
I had another question. Well, I have a statement. So I went out last night, and I was thinking of you, and somebody had to hear something. I was like, where's Miss Blue with her sprinkle sounds? I was just like, they just need some sprinkle. They need some prayer and some sprinkle on this energy. My sister started laughing. I'm like, Miss Blue needs to go laugh so I can talk to her.
So you can tell me to give them some sprinkles. There they go. They get
yes.
some sprinkles. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well,
so I shouldn't be stressed about finances or anything. Like, the move just going to work how it should be or how it should work.
Yeah, I really feel this move is going to be good for you. After all, you already told her you were going.
Yeah, I did. But I mean,
yeah, this,
like, we're,
this
we're
is your parents.
I can't leave her.
Yeah, and why is she moving there? Is it work-related?
She actually got accepted into FAMU, so she's going to school to get.
I do remember, yes.
Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. it's just so crazy, like, after talking to you, where I think I've been on talking to you on your show for, like, 4 years, and I definitely see, like, a change in the person that I am, and I feel like I've elevated so far from, like, who I used to be and, like, just the way that I think and do things, and, like...
I agree. You're more talkative now that I'm in your energy. I'm looking in your records, your concert. Yeah. You're much more, used to be very shy, very kind of, you know, not anymore, you guys. This is a remixer here.
Okay.
So I'm so excited for you. Start putting a plan together. Start saving some money. Don't buy a whole bunch of junk before you leave. Don't take a whole bunch of junk before you leave.
Yeah. Yeah, I was planning on selling everything because I'm like, we don't use half the stuff that we have, so it's no point to take anything. She was like, but I like my table and my chair. And I'm like, girl, you can buy another table and chair.
Well, yeah. Some things you may want to take, but other things you don't. But just take it. Yeah. Just start putting things in order now. And, you know, who knows? Maybe even take a trip ahead of time down there to check things out before you get there.
You say that. I went, you told me I was going to go to Florida. Like, what, 2 years ago, and I ended up going. I was like, oh, this is never going to happen, blah, 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 and it happened, right? And they're doing a...
See, these are the things, you guys, I love for you to come back and tell me. Tell me or either write me an email when I'm sharing something with you and it comes to pass. Come back, share these good things. I'm glad that I told you a couple of years ago you would go to Florida, and then you went. Yes, I love it.
Mm-hmm. And they're doing another trip for the group that it is. And they're doing another trip around the time that I was planning on going to Tallahassee. And I was telling my sisters, I'm like, I don't really got no money right now. But I'm like, if it works, it works. I'm like, it's not a coincidence that they doing a retreat around the same time that I was planning on going down there. And I was like, I need to talk to Miss Lou. What's tea? So,
It all will work itself out, but start preparing yourself, going through clothes, all of that now. Do not wait to the last minute. All right?
Okay.
Well, sending love and lots of love to you and the whole family and everyone. You're welcome. Hold the line. She didn't care nothing about what I said. She was ready. Once she heard a man... and Florida, she was ready to go. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 9725. 9725, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Jakari. I'm calling in from Texas.
Okay. Greetings to you, Jakari, from Texas. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was calling because I want to... basically get a reading, an energy reading, or a reading from my spirit guides.
Sounds like you got a lot of spirits coming through on the phone lines here.
Huh?
Yeah, sounds like a lot of spirits is trying to come through.
Uh-oh.
Let's see what we got for you. That's not a that's never a bad thing. How is that a bad thing? Doing a bus station?
I'm at work. No, I'm at work. Hold on. Let me see. I'm sorry about that. I'm actually at Frito-Lay. Chip Factory.
Oh, you at Frito-Lay. Oh, a crunch. What would a crunch do for now? Okay. All right. Let's take a look. Total number of spirit guides that you have with you right now is 9. You have 9 spirit guides with you.
Okay.
You have 9. Yeah. 9 spirit guides show they're really helping you with completing. I really show that you have come to. They so silly in the blue room. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. They're laughing because I said bus station.
This late at night.
Oh, my goodness. So, anyway, let me focus. 9 total spirit guides. 9 total spirit guides are helping you. When the 9 spirit guides are helping you, they're helping you because you're completing something. I feel like you're wrapping up something and you have completed it. And through this completion process, because you've kind of gone through some turbulent time towards the end of last year coming up till now. And so you're finally sort of kind of grounding yourself back out. But what you're being encouraged to do at this time, Jay, is to get a new story. You got to get a new story for yourself. You really, really got to get a new story for yourself. This is a time I want you to know that you are not alone, that this is going to be a great time of growth for you, and you're going to find a new set of soul, of friends, of people you're meeting that to come around you, that you're going to have more things in common, more of the things that is connected with what you're about and what you're attempting to build and change in your life at this time. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, because I have been feeling like that, like I guess just reevaluating how to do things differently, or I guess rebuilding myself.
I want to ask you another question, because I see someone who looks to be pretty young, like maybe in their teens or even early 20s, that passed away. It's a girl that's standing near you. Did you lose a friend or a relative or sibling?
No, I lost my grandmother last year.
No, this is not a grandmother. This would be more like a friend or someone you knew, perhaps. And you said you're calling from Texas. What part of Texas are you in?
Dallas, Texas.
You're in Dallas, yeah. And sending love up that way because of the shooting near the outlet. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. But this would be someone, could have been a classmate, it could have been...
My aunt passed away in a car accident, but that's when she was young, but that was before I was born. I don't know anybody.
Yeah, well, this is a young person that's kind of near you. I feel like they're a friend. I don't get the impression she's a sibling, but this may be a friend. This may be a friend, and you may find out later who this person is, but they definitely is around you because of some of the things that you're working on right now. So tell me what you do that is related to the kitchen.
What I do that's related to the kitchen as far as work-wise?
No, not work-wise. It's something in your personal hobby, like, that would require you to be in the kitchen.
I like cooking sometimes.
No, I don't think this is. Are you, do you do anything else? Do you make butters? Do you make herbs, work with herbs? Are you doing any of that?
No, actually my sister is. She's making a hair product, but I'm not.
Oh, in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all live together?
No, not really. No, we don't live together.
I don't know why.
We did live together last year, but we no longer live together now.
Okay. Well, maybe this is a friend of your sister's. Maybe ask her.
Yeah.
I don't know, but she's around you, but she's showing me something in the kitchen, some butters, mixing butters together,
yes,
mixing herbs together.
Yeah.
That's your sister. Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
we'll be mixing butters and herbs, yeah.
Okay. Well, she's coming through to really say that you guys have something ready to go to market, like ready now, ready to sell, like in a big, big way. And she's kind of here to help with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. Because she's been having the hairline product for a while, but we just never got it going. But, yeah.
No, it's ready now. It's ready now. Mm-hmm. She's showing me something, like, I don't know, maybe it's something recently she did different, a different formulation, something about change the label. She's thinking about changing some of the packaging. And these are the things that it's going to be ready. It's going to be ready for her to take it on a bigger scale, to take it, sell it in more places, to even get it in some of the local stores. All of this.
Okay, yes. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, my sister, she was in prison for about 7 years, and she just recently got out probably about 2 years ago. And when she was in prison, somebody showed her how to pick herbs to grow her hair and stuff, and she just took that ingredient and making a product out of it.
Yeah, well, she's coming through to you because you're the one with the light. So your sister probably knows who this person is to get the message to your sister through you. So please let her listen to this portion of this to tell her that she has something really, really big here, like that can be in Whole Foods, that can be, you know, sold online. Like, this is really big. And whoever this young lady is that passed away, is help is going to help her really do that. And with spirits, it's just about the acknowledgement that you know. So pay attention to your dreams. Unfortunately, fortunately, not unfortunately, she probably will speak more to you than your sister for whatever reason. Right. So I, you know, your sister will speak to this. I'll tell you this, the only time, and I know you're at work, so you're listening, but you're focused. The only time that I've seen this is when there was some animosity between the two individuals. But the person is now on the other side, and they realize that their actions were not the best. And so a lot of times they come back through to assist and help to just kind of set the record straight. And this is sort of her way of telling your sister she's sorry. So your sister may know what this is about. So she's coming through to you because your sister has sort of a blockage with her because of whatever happened between them two.
Okay.
So let her know and come back and let us know. That was a good channel there. Yeah.
Yeah. Because somebody already told her that she listened to like, she more or not to listen to like African prophets and things like that, maybe telling her she told me, they'd be telling her about her product and stuff.
Okay, well, here's another confirmation for her. Here's another confirmation from her as well. And I know you say she listens. Well, I'm from the African diaspora myself, too, so.
Yeah.
I'm just teasing you because you said she'd be listening to Africans.
Well, they be spitting through the phone and all that stuff. She had me hear the story. I don't know.
Well, just let her know that that this came through, and so now she's getting another confirmation. And I love that when people can receive multiple confirmations. But she does have this person there to assist her, not to harm her, not to do anything, but really, really to assist her. And so the message came through you to her.
Right. Okay, I'm going to let her know.
All right. Well, peace
all
and
right.
love, hope.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Blue.
You're welcome. Here's some sparkles. I love it. That was so cute. All right. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 5759. 5759, you're live from Planet Remix or on Planet Remix. Who's on the
Hello?
Line, please? Hello.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Layla.
Hi,
New Mexico.
Okay, greetings, Layla from New Mexico. How's New Mexico doing?
Quiet and cool out. Beautiful, actually.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. And how can I help you? Is this your first time calling in?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just was actually wondering the same thing. If you could tell me if my spirit guides have any messages for me, how many are working with me right now?
You all right?
That's hard to answer. I'm not my best, no. I'm not at my best.
Not at all. Not at all. I'm going to give you some sparkles. Yeah. I'm going to give you some sparkles. Total number of spirit guides you have with you is 7. 7 spirit guides, when they come, they're really here to help you focus on going within, learning how to trust yourself, learning how to listen to your higher self and your intuition, and learning how to balance your life, how to bring more balance in your life. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did reach, you told me to email you, I don't know, it was like last week, maybe no, it wasn't last week, it was maybe like 3 weeks ago.
Remind me, what were we going to talk about in the email?
I've been having some health issues, so you told me you were going to...
Now I remember. I kept trying to wonder why I kept seeing these things around you. And it just kept adding up. But thank you. I do remember who you are. So, that being said, I did get one of your emails. You sent me several.
Yeah.
You sent me several, and you gave me one. I want you to hear what I'm getting ready to tell you. And I know you're ready to take this in, because if you weren't, you would have never got through on the phone lines. So I need you to sit up.
Okay.
Let me know when you're sitting up.
I'm sitting up.
Okay. You ready? It's going to sting a little bit, but I promise you, after the sting, it's just going to dissipate. It's going to go away. Okay?
Okay.
You ready? You ready?
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with you.
Oh, so how come I'm physically experiencing things? I don't understand how.
Mm-hmm. Your mind.
That?
Your mind.
Do you see that I have been trying to work on my mind lately? Like I have, like since.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yes. I do see. I actually do see. Matter of fact, I will give you confirmation. You sent me an email and you said, whatever you're doing, Miss Blue, I feel it. You remember that?
Yeah.
And yeah. I feel better. Please tell me you're doing something. I was telling you, I was looking in my email telling you there's nothing wrong with you.
So, okay.
Listen at me closely.
Okay.
There was something wrong with you. Listen.
Mm, okay.
There was, but you developed a pattern in your mind because, see, when there was something wrong with you, people were telling you there was nothing wrong with you. And then by the time they agreed it was something wrong with you, you leaned into that. But through that process, you really kind of healed those nerve pathways. Now it's a pattern. It's not completely healed, but you are about 85% healed. So I need you to know that you are, which means that you've got to stop focusing on this issue, and you have to stop calling it trauma, because every time you call it trauma, you start the process all over again. Listen, you start the process all over again. You are no longer in trauma. Do you feel some things? Yes. Acknowledge it. It's not trauma. You feel it. You allow the feeling to pass and you give thanks that it passed, and now you feel great and you feel amazing. There will be some days that you say, just not feeling it today. Do not label it trauma. It's just a day that you don't feel well. You get it? The more that you sit in this and you waddle in this, it confuses your body. And your mind doesn't know that this is not the day it happened. It starts the process all over again. So you have to retrain your mind. You would be perfect for this workshop. You don't have to take it from me, but you've got to get some help with retraining your mind. I know for a fact, so I'll put that on everything. I literally had your email open and the new one came in of you saying, I feel better. When I was reading your energy, I said, there's nothing wrong with her.
Dang.
I can tell right now your energy is shifted, but you won't fully let it shift because you've become so accustomed to getting attention by saying you're in trauma. You're not in trauma. You're in drama. There's a big difference. I mean, they sound the same, but they're totally different. You're not in trauma. You're in drama. Big difference. So now.
Yeah, it does feel like a pattern.
Yeah, it's a pattern. But here's the good thing. You can change this so you can be free to live your life how you want to live. It's just going to take some work You have to get into loving yourself. Really, tonight, before you go to bed, think about three things that you want to feel tomorrow when you get up. High vibrational things. Listen to some good music. Give yourself a plan. Put three things in front of you that you want to accomplish for that day. Start celebrating those things that are wins for you. Get outside, get you some sunlight. Half of this is you're depressed because you done ran everybody away from you with this trauma, which is really drama. So it's time to start living again. If you're willing to take the step to do it, but it's up to you. You can stay in trauma, or you can just accept your drama and move towards living a more fulfilled life.
Okay. And with this mindset change and with doing these things, the rest, the 85 or the 25% will take care of itself. It was just
It's not going to take care of itself. You have to do the work. But here's the thing. Prior to you talking to me, you thought you were at 0%. So how dare you not respect your 85? You worked hard to get to this 85. I'm going to need you to celebrate. Mm-hmm. I'm going to need you to celebrate your 85%. I need you to celebrate.
Yeah.
Okay.
It took me a lot. It took me a lot. And I am grateful to be here because I didn't think I was going to be here.
Yeah. Go ahead. Stand up right now for us. Go ahead and stand up for us. Let's get some music. We gotta make this a big deal here. This is a really, really big deal. Let me find something we can play without getting us some copyright strikes because we don't do that no more. We don't get copyright sites, but we're going to play Bond is Black. Go ahead and get up. Tell me when you up because you ain't up yet. Let me see when you get up. All right. The blue moon is up and we're going to jam to this. Here we go.
Okay.
Come on, Planet Remix. We got to jam with her.
Thank y'all.
All right, I want to see you moving now. No, don't sit down. Come on now. Breakdown.
Yeah, put your hands in the air. Oh, yeah. Doesn't that feel amazing?
Yes. Yes.
Ooh, let me sit down. So, there you go. That's what I want you to do. I want you to keep doing the work. Celebrate your wins and focus on loving you. And every step, every day, affirm that you're getting better and better and better. All right?
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Blue.
You're so welcome. I love you. Don't give up now, because we got to, you know, we're going to plan a little party for you once you, you know, you start, the more you start moving forward, you know, we get to 90%, 91, 92. We're going to work our way. We're going to work our way through this. Need you to do your half. You understand? I need you to do your part of it. So, all right. Well, there you go.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Blue, love you.
Love you too. Hold the line. Oh, that was so good and so excited for Lola. So excited for her. Yeah, I got to hire some new brothers. They're a little aggressive with their We gotta get a different crowd. The brothers in the back cheering. Let's go to 5103. You're live on Planet Remix. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue.
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Greetings. This is Larisha from California.
It's Arisha.
Larisha. You remember what my daddy name is?
Yes. Now I do, Larisha. Yeah, I do remember your daddy name. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's out of control. They said, that's Larry's baby. That's Larry's baby on the phone.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I mean, I fell asleep a little bit, and it's so crazy because I woke up, and then you said my number. I would like to request an energy read.
Your energy looks fine to me. Oh my goodness. I'm so weak. They said that's Larry's baby. Oh my goodness. I can't. I promise you, you guys. Let me read your energy real quick. I got to go back. Who said that? Was that Nikita? Who put Larry's baby? Nikita. I need a minute. Oh, my goodness. I am crying over here. You guys, you know what?
I can't. Mm-mm. Whew. Okay, let me draw your energy. Energy looks good. You do have a little bit of a leak in your root chakra. A little bit in your solar plex and the back of your heart chakra and a little bit in your crown chakra. But the good news is that you're really working on some things right now, and that is you're trying to organize your life. Yes?
Yeah.
You're trying to organize your life. That's a good thing. You're on the right path. That's definitely what needs to happen. You got to get some discipline in there. And trust me, Miss Blue understands about that one. You got to get some discipline. That's it.
It's so interesting. I agree. And when I tell other people that, they're like, you're so disciplined.
You are in certain areas of your life. You're very disciplined, almost too disciplined. However, when it comes to Larry's baby's personal life, Larry baby ain't got no discipline. Your mind is just running all over the place. So this is where you need to have discipline. You need to have discipline so that you can figure out how to organize your life, not as a task, but where you can love yourself and where you can enjoy doing things that you enjoy. And right now, you're not really having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You got to figure out how to make some time for you. Do something different. Go try a new restaurant or, you know, maybe take a class in something that's fun to you, a painting class, a dancing class, or do something different. So you can kind of break up some of these rigid spaces you have in your life. And you've got to learn how to speak up and to say your truth, not just go along with what everybody else wants to do. And you just go sit there in the back and not really enjoy yourself.
Okay. I feel like I've gotten better at speaking up, but that is definitely a growing space.
Yeah, there really is no need to get better. You just have to do it. Not to be hurtful. I'm not talking about speaking up in a mean way, but knowing that your voice, your opinion, what you feel counts as well. Because see how you're doing with me right now? This is what you do. You shut down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely in group settings.
You need to stop.
Yeah.
You have so much to say. You have so much that you know. You have that you're passionate about. You have a lot of wisdom far beyond your age. You need to use your voice and speak up.
Okay.
That's all you got to say? All right. Okay. All right. Okay, Miss Blue. Whatever, Miss Blue. I hear you, Miss
That's not
Blue.
What I'm saying. I've been speaking.
Nope. I'm not buying it. They don't know what you really want to say. You don't tell them what you really think. You ain't telling them what you really think. You really need to do that. That is truly what's going on. But other than that, your energy looks amazing. You have those leaks because of that. Do some things. Plan a trip. Go on vacation. Go do something.
Okay. I was trying to. And it got
canceled.
I'm going to keep trying. Yeah, I'm going to keep trying.
Well, do another one. And it doesn't have to be halfway across the world. Go down the street. You're trying to go halfway across the world.
I was trying to go halfway.
Yes, you're trying to go halfway across the world.
I know how you know.
Jeez. You're trying to go all the way across the world. Just go down the street. Oh, my goodness. I don't know what I'm going to do with y'all. I don't know. So, yeah, that's what I got. Other than that, your energy looks, even you taking in what I'm saying, even though you have nothing to say about it, but you're taking it in because them leaks is slowly starting to dry up already. Mm-hmm. So I know you're taking it in, but that's it.
Okay. I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So the last time I talked to you before that, each time, or at least the last few times I talked to you, I asked for a song. So first you recommended Fresh So Clean. And then mm-hmm. the last time I talked to you, it was Nice For What. So I'm wondering...
You wondering what will happen to me next?
Yes.
You know what? I am not getting ready to play with y'all. Hold on a second. I'm going to give you a song, though. I am going to give you a song. I really am. Let me see what spirit got for you. You don't want to look in the blue room. Don't look in there. Don't go. Oh my goodness. They are a mess. You don't want to go in there and look. Mm-mm.
I'm going to look after.
Bella, let me find something to throw at Bella. You don't want to know what Bella put in there. Bella put, "That's just my baby daddy." Oh my gosh. You know what? I cannot. Okay, wait. Whew, why would this song come? I need to know. That's interesting. Hold on a second. I gotta listen to this. Let me make sure. Okay, Notorious B.I.G. and Hypnotize.
Hmm.
It's an interesting song. I'm not going to get copyright, so I can't play it for you. I'm not going to get copyright, but I want to see the lyrics. Let me see. I wonder why that song came up. Let's look at the lyrics real quick. Let's see. We need the lyrics. Here it is. Oh, I didn't know P. Diddy was in this song with him. It says, "Hi, sicker than your average papa, twisted cabbage of instinct. Niggas don't think shit stink. Pink alligators, my Detroit players. Tim's for the hooligans in Brooklyn. That's right. Dead right. If your head right, Biggie there every night. Papa been smooth since the day I'm the hunter. Never lose, never choose to. Bruise crew who? Do something to us. Come on. Talk, go through us, through us. Girls walk to us, wanna do us, screw us, who us? Yeah, Papa and Puff." There you go. That's your song. That's your
all
song.
Right. Okay.
All right.
All right, I will put that on rotation.
Words just hypnotize me. And I just love your jazzy ways. There you go. That's the song. Yeah,
wow.
See, Millionaire Mermaid said that song is all about having confidence. There you go. So that's why. Thank you for that. Thank you, Millionaire Mermaid. I'm going to give y'all some sparkles for that. All right. I'm done laughing with you. Is there anything else, ma'am?
I was going to ask you.
Oh, no. No,
no, no. Next time.
Yes, next time. Well, there you go. Love you so much, Marisha. Thanks for
love
calling.
You. Thank you, Ms. Blue.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Bye. Hold the line. Let me give you sparkles on the way out. There you go. Peace and love.
Thank
Hold
you.
The line. You know what? I just realized something. This is definitely the home of doing the most, because y'all do the most. The Blue Room does the most, absolute most. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 6464. 6464, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Who's on the line?
This is Amanda from Queens.
Hey, greetings, Amanda, calling in from the Queendom.
Thank you, Ms. Blue. It's been long overdue. I've called your show most likely since last year, and
okay.
I have not gotten through. Either way, neither here or there, because I've gotten through many times in the past. So,
Yes, well, tonight is your night. You did get
it
through.
Is.
So.
It is.
No, Biggie isn't from Queens. Biggie, wait. He's from Brooklyn. Let me stay out of chat. I'm sorry, Amanda. Let me stay focused. Hello? You're breaking
Hello?
Up, Amanda. Yeah, there you go.
No.
Could you hear me?
Yes, I can now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect, perfect, perfect. So, as we know, the lunar eclipse just happened.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. I felt that it kicked me in my behind.
Well, wait until this mm-hmm. next one that's coming through. If you thought that kicked you.
Oh no. And sometimes I kind of feel that I'm in tune with, like, you know, astronomy and everything. Sometimes I feel that I wish that, you know, I wasn't in tune, because now that I know all this information, I'm, like, more in tune to, like, oh my gosh, this is happening and I know about it, as, you know, not knowing anything about it. So if it's happening, I'm just like, why is this happening, you know? On that scale. I feel that within maybe like the past month, I've definitely felt a change within myself.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that also within the past month, I've been connecting more to God. And even to this day, and I feel like even though I'm doing all of these things, that I'm still backpedaling in a certain way. Yet I just wanted to know from you what chakra of mine is leaking, if any, and what I can do to basically, you know. And I like what you said, I think, to the caller before me, or the two callers ago, you said every day wake up and say, you know, I am getting better, I am getting better, I am getting better.
Yeah.
So I will definitely apply that. So I just wanted to know, you know, what chakras of mine, if any, is leaking, or just basically about my energy, and just to assist me with moving forward. And also, how can I get the lotus baby reading? Yes, because I got an Akashic reading from you, so I wanted to get that done too. So yes.
Okay. All right. So I drew out your energy, Amanda, and your energy looks good. You have a little bit of a slow intake in the back of your third eye, but your energy centers look good. You're taking in energy and you're letting out energy. It's in the back of your third eye that you're taking in energy very slowly. Very slowly there. But everything
else. And what could be the reason for that, or how could I amplify that to make it balance?
Yeah, I certainly will tell you. You have to stop listening to your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're listening a lot to your mind, and you're getting whirled away from thoughts in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of grounding yourself more inside your body, you know, hanging out, moving your energy down towards the lower half of your body and coming out of your mind. Start to explore different parts. Hang out in your fingers instead of your mind.
Like journaling?
No.
Like writing?
No, drop your energy from out of your mind to your fingers.
Okay.
Explore different parts of your body instead of your mind, because you're letting your mind run away with you. Yeah. So that's the main thing, you know. And especially since you think knowing astrology puts you at a disadvantage, it really should put you at an advantage, because here's the thing. The planets do not dictate us, and we do not dictate the planets. But just as much as their energy is affecting us, we are affecting it.
Correct.
So it's a level of awareness, and there is no good and there is no bad. It's just... And how you make use of the energy is up to you. It's up to you how you make use of the energy. So if anything is making you feel uncomfortable, it's because you don't have a clear understanding of what the energy is and the possibilities. But the first person you have to understand is that you have your power, and nothing has power, more power over you than you. And at any time that you turn that over to someone else, it is your mind you have turned over. And so you have to take your power back, which means that you have to get a hold of your mind and get out of your mind.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's where that's coming from. Now, as far as the baby lotus readings, I haven't done baby lotus readings in, I know, a good 6-7 years.
Mm.
And yeah, I haven't done the baby lotus readings because I do those for children. So I assume you wanted it for one of your children?
Yes.
Yeah. I do have some things that, so you're right on par with that. I haven't decided yet if the name will change for the children, but I will be doing some things for the children. So just stay tuned to Planet Remix because I will make that announcement here when I'm ready. And, you know, of course, for me, on my list right now, I have a waiting list. It is, I'm so excited, under 3 years, which it took me a while to get it there. And I am going to be opening up the records again soon to take some more people in, but I'm going to be doing it in a very different way. Some of you were a part, and I don't know if anyone listening live tonight was a part of this, but I actually did Akashic Record readings, and I did them in soul groups, and we did it as a group. And everyone, I asked them who are waiting for their reading, would they mind that we did an Akashic Record reading in a group? And when I did it in a group, what I did is I took everyone in their records, and I was in their records as well, along with the small group of individuals who went into the records. So I walked them into the records. Once they came into the records, then we opened the records together, and I read their records to them, and they were able to look at things in their records, and we conversed back and forth. This is one of the things that I'm actually moving more towards when it comes to doing readings, to do them in small collective groups. It was very powerful. And the groups that I did do them, they stayed very much connected to each other. And even some of them seen how they were in the same place with each other in certain past lives. So that is going to be on the horizon. So, yeah. But other than that, your energy looks good. I really think you should think about really working towards something with a little bit more purpose for you that gives you substance, where you're not just kind of watching from the sidelines, but you actually have your own practice where you're assisting and helping people. You're not going to be satisfied, and everything is going to drive you into the ground until you start taking these things that you've learned over the years and put them out in the world and make them of use.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Thank you, Ms. Lou. And I just wanted to say that I did get an Akashic record from you years ago, and I just definitely appreciated what you told me or what I learned. And I just wanted to let you know that you're definitely a gem, you're a jewel, you're an excellent advisor, and just like the best for all of your talent moving forward. And I just really am thankful that you're a part of all of our lives, because you definitely make us change, and, you know, we change because we want to change, you know. Yeah, you definitely assist with our growth and our change. And, you know, I know that life, you know, is about different things, different mysteries and all these wonderful things. And we all have different gifts, talents, that we bring to this world, and I'm just grateful, thankful, and appreciative of yours and what you do for us.
Oh, thank you so much. That was so beautiful.
You're welcome.
Amen. And I thank you.
Thank you
for being part of Planet Remix, but I want you to really hear what I said. It's time to stop hiding behind the curtain. Come out. Figure out what that looks like for you and start being of service to other people. Other than that, you're going to get frustrated with everything. It's time for you to step up and step out.
Yes.
And by the way, I want to tell you two things I seen with you pulling up. I seen unicorns. And I seen the goddess Hathor, which is my Kemetic name, but I seen the goddess Hathor with you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another indication. So I know you are definitely more than ready. You need to start putting yourself out there more to be assistance.
And then may you explain to me about the unicorn and Hathor when they come into, when you visualize them, what they represent?
You said what now?
I said for the unicorn and Hathor, what are their symbolism, basically, their representation?
Well, right. So have you studied the goddess Hathor, the goddess Hetheru in ancient Egyptian mythology?
I have in the past, yet you can refresh my memory.
Yeah.
Or
what I'm
going to
do, I'm going to give you a good teacher lesson. I want you to look up unicorns. And I want you to look up Hathor, and then I want you to come back and tell us what that means to you.
Okay, absolutely. Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I like to learn.
Yes,
so.
You do. And I'm glad you love to learn. Please never stop. But it's also time for you to start sharing what you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because you know a lot. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Let me give you some sparkles.
Thank you, Ms. Blue.
You're welcome. Peace and love, Amanda. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Peace and love. You're welcome.
How beautiful. So true, you guys. So many of you. And I just want to put this out there. Because we have crossed over into another platform and we're literally, I know that we've been going through this because we are living in some unprecedented times. What a time to be alive. And we picked an amazing time to be alive on Earth. And we've gone through so many different transformations and literally we are living so many lives while on Earth. And I mean that literally. Like we literally can probably look back 10 years, 5 years for some people, 20 years, 15 years ago, 6 years ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago for some of us. And we literally have become totally new beings on the planet. We have reincarnated on Earth so many times. We have to know who we are. Because this is our opportunity for us. Learning never stops. We will forever be learning. But in the process of us learning, a part of us, it's built into us. And especially if you're here, it's time if you are feeling the calling and there is no right way or wrong way that you feel this calling or what that looks like to you. Because some of the titles we haven't even come up with, some of the things that you're feeling you want to put out in the world, there isn't a label for it. We haven't even come up with a name for it as of yet. And it doesn't even matter. I know many of you have noticed that I have erased all titles really from all of my social media. But I understand that we need these things so we can make an identification of how we are connecting with each other one-on-one. But truly, I am a seeker, a learner, a teacher of life, first to myself and to all those to share it with. But it's important that many of you who have been sitting back, you have these talents, you have these gifts, you have these things, and you want to put them out in the world, but you're hesitant. And what's making you hesitant is because you're looking around and you're seeing someone who is getting a lot of views, and you feel you're not getting a lot of views, and so therefore no one is listening and no one is watching. But that is not the reason you share your gifts with the world. You share them not because of the impact that you feel that you're making with other people, but you should be sharing them because of the impact that it is making with you and your heart and your soul, because that's what's at stake here. That's what's on the line. I do this work, and I told you guys this years and years ago, and it hasn't changed, because I love it. Because I love it. And I do it for me first. And that's what you have to put in front of you. You have to put what you love out there. It is the only thing that sustains you. During those times when times are good, and during those times when times are challenging, the only thing that's going to bring you back to the table of doing the work you're putting out in the world is if you truly love it. Nothing else. There's not enough money. There's not enough likes. There's not enough thank yous. There's not enough accolades that will pull you back to something that your heart and spirit is truly not involved in. And so this is why I say to you, do it because you love it. You don't do things because you want to be of service to other people, because if you are deeply in love with what you're doing, you cannot hold it in. You cannot keep it to yourself. It will ooze out of every aspect of your life. You will not be able to hide it. You will not be able to not share it, because it brings you that much joy. It brings you that much love. It gives you that much happiness. But we cannot allow this temporary thing called algorithm, likes, subscribes, to stop us. It has its place, but it's certainly not first, second, or third on the list. Because I promise you, for somebody who's been doing this work for a short time of over 13 years, you would have given up if it was only for the likes, if it only was for the accolades, if it was only for the money. It's for the love. You do it for the love. Because this is soul work, truly work for your soul. And the rewards that you will get back will speak volumes. There's not a billion likes that can fulfill me the way the love of the work fulfills me. There's not enough money in the world that could fulfill me the way the work fulfills me. Nothing can replace it. Because if something could replace it, you would replace it. So I challenge all of you who have been just sitting on something for a long time, feeling like maybe you're not ready to do it the way the world is putting it out. Use me as an example. Because of all the ways that they tell you to do things, I sort of broke the mold and did it. The conversation I was having with one of the priestess Crystal, and she mentioned something to me, and many of you have as well. For over 12, 13 years, you guys never knew what I look like. The only thing you heard was a voice. and the only thing you felt was energy. And that's unheard of. And now they're making YouTube videos telling people how you can start a YouTube channel without putting your face out there. But it was unheard of. Now people who have podcasts who have been showing themselves, now they're suddenly not showing themselves and they're putting it out there. In the beginning, I started not doing it because of me. Some of those were because of my own insecurities and things that happened to me in my life. I won't go into the big story, but you guys know I've been kidnapped twice in my life. Well, three times, actually, in my life. And so a big part of that was a lot of things that I was working through. And then after I worked through that, the second excuse I used is that my children were still very young and I did not want my children to be exposed, ridiculed because of something that I was doing, and I wanted to, in a sense, protect them because this is not something they were choosing. It was something I was choosing. And then after that, it was work. Because this was in such contrast to my corporate life and the things I did in the corporate world, I didn't want people to place judgment or have to answer questions or do things. And then suddenly, after working through all of that, Spirit finally said, okay, it's time. You can do that. And I share that with you because if I thought that I couldn't do what I wanted to do the way I wanted to because it wasn't the way everybody was doing it, I would have never started. I would have never known you. I would have never had the chance to hear your voice. I would have never had a chance to meet your spirit. I would have never been able to connect with you. We would have never had this place called Planet Remix that we all come together to assist each other and do this work together. It would have never happened, all because I felt I had to do it the way everybody else is doing it. You don't have to do it the way everybody else is doing it. In fact, I'm really sort of calling on you to not do it the way everybody else is doing it, but find your unique way, your unique path. And some of those things don't even exist. Who would have thought 10, 15 years ago that you literally can sit at home, make a podcast, go in your kitchen, mix some things together, take a camera, walk through the park, get in your car, drop off food, and you could literally earn a living, have the life you desired from doing the things that really filled your spirit. So don't hold yourself back and don't put yourself in the box with titles, with ways of doing things. The reason we are all here doing this work is because we are helping planet Earth with its ascension. And that requires us to build something new. As we can look around, stores that we grew up with, stores like Sears and JCPenney's and places in the mall, all of these stores, a lot of them are going out of business. Toys R Us, all of these places that were things that we can have in our childhood memory, they're going away. And they're going away because guess what? It's time for something new to be built. But in order for that new vision to come into play, those of us who understand that vision is important, but how you feel and what you understand to do with the movement of that feeling and inspiration is on a whole nother level. It is time for you to level up your life, to take it to the next level. We have been working on ourselves and working on ourselves, deprogramming ourselves, raising our frequency, coming out of this 3D world, moving into this 5D world. We have been going through activations after activations. Soon, what is going to happen, if you do not make a move, mental illness is going to be even more heavy, because you will have a war, which there is a war going on, and it's going on inside our heart versus our minds. So if you have some things that you want to do, and it doesn't have to be changing the world overnight, it can be as simple as maybe you want to start going to bed earlier and getting up. It could be as simple as I'm going to make sure that I take care of, you know, getting rid of these clothes that I no longer can wear. Or I'm going to make sure that I get outside and I get some sunlight. Or I'm going to make sure that I start eating healthier. I'm going to make sure that I call the people I love and at least connect with them once a week. I'm going to make sure that I start doing things a little different. Then I want to encourage you to do that, to do it, not to wait for someone to give you permission, not to wait. Don't wait to take that class. Don't wait till you learn how to do something. Start taking steps and start doing it now. Many of you are sitting on ideas and things that will literally change the world for real. And you won't do it because in your mind, you want to start at the top. You want to start with 1 million followers. You want to start with all of this. You want to have the shiny camera. You want to have the shiny car, or you want to have the shiny building, or you want to have the money in your bank, or you want to lose the weight, or you want to cut your hair first, or you want to have the man first. It's all of these things that you're putting in front of you that is just delaying. Start where you are and figure it out as you go. Spirit moves on inspiration. You got to take the first step and the rest will follow. You have to take time to love yourself. You're not going to get away from being self-invested. And I know everyone here is totally self-invested, or you wouldn't be here, or you wouldn't be listening. You're self-invested, and that investment in loving yourself and taking care of yourself is the foundation on everything that you're building on, and you can't forget that. Don't let the world tell you different. Don't let the algorithm tell you different. Don't let your job tell you different. Don't let your friends or family tell you different. Don't let anyone tell you anything different. Yeah. And yes, Zaniah, you have to leave space for grace. Very well said. Let's get some sparkles. We're going to go on to the next caller. I'm not going to be up here all night. I just want y'all to know that. Don't y'all have to go to work in the morning? Don't we have to get up in the morning? We're not going to be on here all night. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 3073. 3073, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 3037, going once.
Hello?
Hello, greetings, who's on the line?
Oh, sorry, I was cleaning. I didn't expect to get, and I got all entranced by your what you were just saying.
Oh. I'm sorry. I was on my magical soapbox.
No, that's okay. It was such a good soapbox. I'm sorry. This is Charlotte.
Hey, greetings to you, Charlotte. Where are you calling from?
Wyoming.
Okay. Oh, Wyoming. How is Wyoming?
I mean, it's nice. It's quiet.
I think Wyoming's giving
away town.
Yeah, they're giving away free land, too. I think that's one of the states that's giving away free land.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they are, but it's a nice place to be. I mean, I like it. It's different. Like, traveled all the way across the world, and this is where I landed, so I guess that's that.
Okay. Well, beautiful. Is this your first time calling in?
Yeah, I'm actually new to your YouTube channel, so
okay. Welcome.
Yeah.
So how can I help?
Well, I was calling because and it was interesting at the very beginning you were talking about, or when as callers called in, you were talking about, you know, spirit, like how many spirit guides they had and or this type of thing or that type of thing. So I do a lot of, I guess, what some people call esoteric research. And I'm sort of like spiritual, whether I like it or not. But my thing is, I am tired of trying to figure out, for example, like who to look for, you know, guidance from. Like I grew up Christian and then I just can't, you know, I just can't, like I've tried really hard, you know, and then it's like, sometimes I'm like, oh, I just wish I knew who I could, I just wish I could talk to just one thing all the time and just leave it at that, like keep it simple, you know?
Well, you can. You mean like as like talking to God, the universe, the divine, like talk to just one entity? You can.
Well, yeah, kind of. It's like, I mean, but sometimes it seems like the more spiritual, sometimes it seems like that's not possible. Like, you know, things are very random. And sometimes I get very frustrated, like, because I grew up Christian and that didn't work out for me. I have a hard time with, for example, the word God, you know, and everything associated with.
Yeah. But you're not alone. A lot of people do have a negative association with the word God. I don't have a negative association with the word God, and let me tell you why. Because to me, I understand the difference between someone speaking of God in a religious text and someone speaking of God as a whole universal text, because they're two different things. But you don't have to say that word or even mean that, if you will. I know you said you do a lot of research, so you know the difference between something when you're speaking in a religious concept as opposed to what we would say more of an esoteric or a spiritual concept, because it's different. You know?
Well, it just
takes a while to find what's comfortable for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I think one reason I'm uncomfortable is because I'm actually from Africa, and so sometimes it's like I don't want to, you know, there's I feel like there's a part of me that I might be, you know, it's like you try to get back to the roots, but you don't know how to do it, or you don't know if it's time to move on, or, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing makes me generally uncomfortable.
Yeah. So what African spiritual system did you study or was connected to in Africa?
I'm from Central Africa. In Central Africa, a lot of people, not the Central African Republic, I'm just saying Central Africa in general, but a lot of people are Catholic there, but, you know, it's because of colonialism.
Well, yes, and trust me, I understand that. I want to know, what did you practice and study?
Oh, like everything. Like, I've always felt like a connection to a lot of stuff. Like, sometimes I feel like, I remember even as a child, the first time I saw something, you know, Native American after coming to this country, I was like, oh my gosh, you know. I mean, I didn't realize it at the time, but later it kept coming back to me, and I was like, oh, I feel like a Native American connection. I feel like a, and then when I learned about, like, I've really studied everything, you know, and I think that sometimes I'm like, oh, that's good because I have to, and other times I'm thinking, well, that didn't help.
Well, here's the thing, and that's fine. You still didn't answer the question. You said, what did you study when you were in South Africa? Because you said you feel uncomfortable with God because you're from South Africa, and that wasn't what you studied or practiced over there. So what were you practicing when you were in South Africa?
As a child in Africa and then growing up, I was Catholic.
Okay.
And that was it, you know. But it was always not something that could, it just didn't feel right, you know.
Okay. So you didn't feel right in South Africa either, but you kind of used that as, like, that was the dividing point, but you really still didn't feel good there. Here's the thing. It's nothing wrong. Like, we are not a religious group here. I can talk religion to you, but we're not a religious group here. We accept people who accept themselves and whatever school of thought or whatever their belief system is or whatever their practice is, as long as, because we have a caveat here, as long as you are coming place of light and love.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're doing that, we good. We good. So no worries here about any of that. We're not a religious organization. You didn't step in a church. This isn't a mosque. This isn't the hall. We're not some group. That's not what we are. We aren't, we're not that. So how can I help you?
I guess I would just say, I would, since I'm like, you know, just out there in the wind, floating in the wind, I just wonder if, like, for example, what whatever wants to tell me would tell me, I guess, you know, like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, here's the thing. When you say whatever wants to tell you, like, I want to give you something that may help you because right now you're just not grounded at all. It's okay. You're fine. Mm-hmm. Trust me. You're in a safe space, but.
The thing is, I don't know if I should say like spirit guides or my ancestors or God or, you know, I don't know who to ask for what I need. Yeah.
Okay. So then that's a good place to start. And what I would say, because it's right now you're having issues with trust within your own spiritual practice within yourself. And I would say to you that you can call on whoever makes you feel comfortable. It is not about telling me to connect with God because that means nothing to me. I'm not connected to you. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So you feel more comfortable saying, I need you, Miss Blue, to tell me what the stars have to say for me. Then I can tell you what the stars want to say. If you want me to tell you what your ancestors have to say, I can tell you what your ancestors have to say. You get it? If you want to know how many spirit guides you have, I can tell you how many spirit guides you have.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to know what message that the divine God, the universe, Buddha, Allah, whatever you choose to call it, have for you, I can do that for you. Because that's what I do. But it's not about making me feel comfortable. I'm 100 because I don't have hang-ups with anything because I recognize it's all one. You have to get to the place where you feel comfortable with what you're willing to receive, even if you call it your higher self, that it is literally coming from you. That's fine. I don't want you to ever feel, whether you go somewhere else and you call into their show or talk, don't ever let anyone make you feel like you have to conform to what they're doing in order to make you make them comfortable. That should not be required. At least it's not required. Okay? So.
Yeah, that's actually one of the reasons I called in, is because I felt comfortable with you just saying, like, I like the way that you talk to people. It's only the second time I hear your show. And so then I just thought.
Listen, hang around. You may not be saying it. Sometimes I get a little too real for people, but it's all with love, I assure you.
I've known all sorts of people, and I've known everybody from psychics to aliens, so you can pretty much tell me anything, you know.
Well, me too, because I consider myself to be both an alien and a psychic.
Well, I guess I would say if, you know, whatever it is, like, it's just so hard to put into words. It's like, I guess...
Well, that's okay. How about since you feel good, you let me give you a message. Even though I gave you a lot of messages, I'll give you a message, okay? You ready for this?
Okay. I am.
All right. All right. And it can be from whoever you want. Who you want to talk to? Somebody from the Pallades? I mean, where you want? What you want? What you want? What you need? But I'm going to give it to you. Number one, this is what's going on with you at this time. Charlotte, in order for you to overcome these obstacles and challenges that you're facing, and most of your obstacles and challenges is coming because you are listening to your mind. Yeah, I talk about this a lot. Once I got this lesson, listen, when my guides showed me this message, it was a win-win. You're listening to your mind. And the more you keep listening to your mind, it's going to keep you in what I like to call a circle jerk. You are in a cosmic circle jerk with your mind. So you have to get out of your mind, number one. Once to overcome these obstacles and challenges, you've got to find a purpose. And that's what you're kind of missing right now, even though I think you tapped into it. But a big part of your purpose has to do with something that you probably have never thought about, or maybe I see you dabble with it a little bit. You say you do research, but really the real issue with you here is that you are channeling, but you don't know who the channel is coming from, and you're so afraid of G-O-D that you kind of brush it off. And you don't listen, but you're channeling some very powerful information for the world and yourself at this time. And right now you have sort of this fog veil that's sort of covering your face, that's hiding you, because you're trying to make sure that the information you're getting is really coming from a higher source. But since you're so afraid of everything, it's kind of hard to make it stick. That's number one. So
that's actually very true. Like, I am a channel, but it sort of bothers me.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not making this up. You thought I was making it up, or you thought I had some device in your house and I'm watching and listening to you.
No, I've heard you enough to know.
So this is really an opportunity for you to gain more self-love, to gain confidence, to really learn how to balance out your emotions, to get in the flow and the grace, and really sit down and get focused and let the channels come through and do something that you absolutely hate that people do in this world. And you have to stop judging. Put it down, put it in a book, and put it out there, because that's a big part of your work. You're a channeler. And yes, you go back and you research, but I don't want you to judge even your research, because it's going to take you into some places that maybe you had a misunderstanding, and you can bring a different understanding based on your channel. But if you start saying, I want to channel something, but the moment you take me anywhere near the G-O-D, I'm not going over there to research it, then you're kind of lost.
Mm-hmm.
So the best you can do is sit down like a good channeler, channel the information, and let it be what it is. In the meantime, mm-hmm. when you're not channeling and you're not researching, you're learning how to fall madly in love with you, because that's how you're going to ground yourself. That's the only way you're going to ground yourself. That's the only way any of this is going to make sense. And that's the only way that you don't go back and read your own channel and drive yourself insane.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't bad at all. That was harmless.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. That was harmless.
Thank you.
That's it. That's all this is. The channel is not for you to go in there and judge. Just channel. And start your channel out by saying that you only want the purest, highest, loving light information to come through. Your intention is what is going to open up the portal, not your mind. And a lot of channelers get this wrong. And they start channeling all kinds of scary, crazy shit. We don't need more chaos. We don't. And I'm not going to tell you how to channel. If you want to channel chaos, channel it, and good luck with that. But
if you
want to channel some things that is of a higher vibration, then you set the intention before you start the channel, because your intention is what's going to open up the channel for the portal. And that's going to be your anchor to anchor yourself down. Channel the information. Don't judge it. It's not for you to judge. And if you want people to stop judging you, then you have to stop judging them. Yep. That's what I got for you. Oh,
okay.
And one more thing. Some sparkles.
Oh.
You get some sparkles.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Well, thank you for calling in. You got to come back and let us know when you are ready to share some of those channels.
Okay.
All right. Well, peace and love. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Thanks for your help.
You're welcome. Hold the line. How cool was that? got a lot of confirmations here on the share tonight. This is what I would love for everyone to do. If you haven't subscribed, I would love for you to subscribe. If you have a friend that has a friend that knows a friend that maybe want to hang out with some good, high vibrational, magical beings, you know, tell them to tap in, maybe pass the show on as well. And Hotline Energy, our little chat and chill that we have here. I really enjoyed with each and every single one of you. It is about that time for us to get ready to get out of here. I want to remind you all, and first of all, I want to say thank you to everyone who's signing up for the workshop. Definitely would love to have you there. It's going to be going down on Friday. Learn how to enchant magic. And why do we want to learn how to enchant magic so we can step into the next level of you? I did this and I wanted to make it something very affordable so everyone who wanted to participate could participate. It's going to be a one-day event. You will get mailed all of the details and information. It is limited seating because you are going to be doing the work. We will get the work. All the details are on the site. If you want to get the information is available in the chat. If you're listening to this in the past and you're joining us in the future, make sure you log in when you're listening so you can click that link and get the details. Well, that is going to do it for me. I'm so glad that we did get a chance to connect tonight, this morning, today. I want you to have an amazing week. Make sure you stay aware, listen to your intuition, and you follow your heart. Trust the inspiration you're getting, and before you respond, you take a minute and really, really process what's happening. And make sure that you are not responding out of fear, out of anger, or out of things in the past. Because everything counts now. We're manifesting in a very big way. And you want to make sure that everything that you're putting out now comes back to you. You want it to come back to you because you're leading with the highest vibration. You're leading with love and you're leading with the integrity of your spirit and your soul. So that's going to do it for me, soul family. I think I'm going to go get some Netflix and chill. And I will see you all in these cosmic streets. So peace and love, soul family. I love you all. Have an amazing, magical, wonderful week. Thank you.